This warehouse, in an undisclosed location, is one of more than a dozen across the country, making up the Strategic National Stockpile. It's the size of 6 football fields, full of medications and antidotes the federal government is storing in case of an emergency, like a chemical attack, nuclear bomb, or natural disaster.
You prepare these things so you can save lives.
That's our mission.
But in the spring of 2020, as healthcare workers across the country needed critical medical equipment, there was not enough.
The whole world needed the same thing at the exact same time, and none of it was here.
This is an amazing warehouse. A lot of equipment here.
HHS Assistant Secretary of Preparedness and Response, Don O'Connell, and Stockpile Director, Steve Adams, oversee the reserve. Their goal now? To correct problems revealed by the pandemic.
We did not have all of the items that the American public wanted us to have. Clearly, the needs for PPE were tremendous. We simply hadn't maintained that as part of our formulary.
A group of federal agencies is responsible for deciding what goes into the stockpile. But now, a report from the National Academy of Sciences is calling for more transparent oversight, including an outside advisory board to help determine what should be on hand.
We need to know that the right stuff is getting stockpiled and stuff that medical professionals might need in the event of an emergency.
Even after the shortages in 2020,
I don't want to move backwards.
O'Connell says many COVID supplies are still not covered in the stockpile's annual budget, including PPE.
Why isn't the PPE in the annual funding?
The Strategic National Stockpile was designed to respond to very acute events, the chemical, biological, radiological, nuclear events. It was also designed to have things that weren't available on the market. PPE has a market.
As of June, the stockpile has 541 million N95s, 4.8 billion gloves, and 158,000 ventilators, paid for using COVID relief funds.
We're working hard to be prepared with the countermeasures we need for whatever comes next. And if we aren't prepared, we will do everything we can to ramp up as quickly as possible. But we've not lost sight of the fact that COVID is what's happening now, and something else is going to come in sideways next.